Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Steve Martin back on the show. Steve is he's already celebrated his 21st anniversary with us. And as an original founding member of our Brain Trust, he's the author of a number of books on how to put more money on the bottom line. He's our profit pro. He's the Instant Profits is one of his books, and Creative Approaches for Developing a Cost-Effective Organization is another one. And he is one of the experts that we call on for management, for leadership, and for just helping small business owners in general. And he's going to do that today. Steve, welcome back.
Jim, thank you so much. Always glad to be with you.
It's good to have you here. So I was telling the audience, I was reminding, not like I needed to tell them this, Steve, how lonely it is in a small business as the leader of a small business. I mean, how many times a day, how many millions of times a day does it play out across the world where a small business owner is sitting at their desk, wherever it may be, the roll up in the corner or the corner office in the high rise, they're sitting at their desk before everybody gets to work, and the weight of the whole company, good, bad, or ugly, is right there sitting in front of them, staring them in the face. Some of those things may have them by the ankle with, you know, their teeth into their ankle. Who knows? But it's a tough business. It's the hardest job in the world, and anything that any of us can do to relieve a little bit of that stress, a little bit of that pressure, to help us have a little bit different perspective, we need to do that, don't we?
Absolutely, Jim. I've had the pleasure of being a SCORE volunteer for over 8 years now and talked to over 400 clients, and almost unanimously they say how lonely it can be as a solopreneur or even as the manager of a small business, owner of a small business. They need somebody to talk to because they get trapped in their own heads, and it can be very challenging to make decisions. And as you point out, it can feel pretty oppressive at times. So,
well, you know,
really
the only difference between
an advisory team,
the only difference between a solopreneur, the loneliness of a solopreneur, and somebody who has an organization, the only difference is the one with the organization also has to worry about making payroll. So, other than that, it's pretty much the same. What do you think?
Well, absolutely, because if you're a business owner or a high-level business manager, who are you going to talk to about those concerns that you might have,
yeah,
or those questions you might have, or even the dreams you might have? You've got to be careful who you share those with.
You can't tell some of them to your banker because it scares the heck out of them. Your CPA probably already knows. and sometimes we can't tell our family because that scares the heck out of them too. And I'll be honest with you, Steve, this is why what we're talking about right now is the single greatest reason why I started this show 21 years ago, almost 22 years ago, because I wanted to be able to offer encouragement, information, so that they could go and learn something about being a business owner, about improving themselves, without having to let people know they didn't know. What do you think?
Yeah, and Jim, that's one of the greatest, gift that you give to society, the fact that you're allowing people to think about things that they can't talk about with other people. And you're right. You don't want to admit that you don't know something, but you know what? We don't know everything as individuals. So your show is a great way to learn and think about those critical issues that we need to deal with every day as business owners.
Well, and so one of the ways to fix this is something that you do all the time with your SCORE work, But there are a number of different ways to have other voices, other ears, other perspectives involved, and so we're gonna talk about that. One of them is, and let's list a few of these. Of course, you can talk to a SCORE volunteer. They're going to be confidential. They're going to be sensitive, and they're going to have their experiences to fall back on. You could join a roundtable, right? A thought leadership, a CEO roundtable kind of a program. You could create an advisory team. I know
that's absolutely
you've got it in your mind. What else? One more. Give us one more before we go to the break.
Well, even just being a member of the Chambers of Commerce
is
a great way
and
go to the events and network.
That's exactly right. Networking is huge. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Right back after these messages with our good friend Steve Martin. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.